This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. My first guest in the second hour is a friend of ours for a long time. His name is Charlie Barrett. And aside from being a great publicist for so many motion pictures and television shows, he was the publicist for The Tonight Show and Johnny Carson. He's got great stories to talk about, and we'll chat with him about it when he comes on the air. Then later on in the hour, T.J. Lubinsky will be joining us, an old friend of ours from PBS. He's got a new rock and roll show that's going to be premiering about Murray the K, one of the great disc jockeys of the golden age of Top 40 radio. And then Jeannie Walden will be here. She's got a unique way for people to get paid faster than their normal weekly or bi-monthly check. That's going to be real interesting. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
We are back all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. I am very excited to have our next guest with us. I've known him for a long time. We've been doing the show for almost 30 years now. So he's not only a friend, but he has contributed to many of the great guests that we have had on the show during that time. He formed his own company back in 92 called the Barrett Company. He has represented some organizations you may have heard of, like Warner Brothers, MGM, Universal, Paramount, producer Jerry Bruckheimer. And he's got a podcast now dedicated to one of my favorite subjects, as you may know if you've listened to me for any length of time, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Joining right now is Charles Barrett. Hi, Charlie. Welcome to the show. It's been a long time.
Oh, it has been a long time, Ron. Thanks for inviting me on.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you had so much to do with our early success because of all of the guests that you sent our way, and you have worked with all of them. I mean, it is staggering when I look down the list how many people and companies that you have represented in our business and at the very highest level, I might add, my friend.
Yeah, I was been very lucky over the years, Ron. I started out in the business, I guess it must be 50 years ago.
Wow.
When I got out of college and worked in New York for Fox Films as a publicist trainee. On Valley of the Dolls. I used to put together press kits and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's been a great ride, 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've worked with the likes of Charlton Heston's Planet of the Apes, Sinatra's Tony Rome, Tony Perkins' Pretty and Poison, as you mentioned, Valley of the Dolls, Steve McQueen and the Sand Pebbles, on and on and on. And, you know, it is a very difficult business, as you know, Charlie, to break into that level of the entertainment business, the upper echelon. Once you get there, how difficult is it to stay there? Because when you're at the top of the mountain, as the saying goes, everybody wants to be up there and dethrone you.
Oh, well, sure. There's valleys and there's lows. It wasn't always on top of the mountain by any means. There were times when I would be out of work from time to time. Maybe there would be a new executive would come in and maybe reorganize the department or this or that, whatever. Or I would move on and leave and go somewhere else I wanted to be. I did spend some time in Europe, too, in the early 70s, living in London. So, you know, it's been really up and down. It's never been always on the top.
You know, some of us from the generation that we're from, it's very difficult to accept change, especially change with something that is so different to us, and that is the social media. How has the marketing and promotional business changed since the advent of the Internet, the Twitter, all of the things?
Well, you know, Ron, it has changed dramatically. I started out, writing on a typewriter when I was a reporter back in the East Coast. Starting out, writing on a typewriter. When I worked at Fox, I had a typewriter. So what's happened is that I think we've lost a lot of the human kind of touch that people used to have, where they could pick up the phone and reach someone, or go down the street and have lunch with someone from the press or a publicist or whoever. And everything now is email, and people don't answer their phones anymore. I try to all as much as I can, but it's just changed drastically, and I think it's lost a lot of its personal relationships between people, and you know, speaking to one another and seeing each other, and that's been the biggest challenge for me. Joy, going out and to events and having lunch with people, and it's very hard to get around Los Angeles these days, particularly because the traffic is just really wicked. So people meet for coffee in the morning before it starts. But anyway.
You're very accurate on that one. Boy, I tell you, it is difficult because if you're not sending them an email or some kind of a thing, they just don't want to talk. I want to talk about
Yeah,
it's amazing. I want to talk about this podcast, which I know you know is very dear to my heart. I say this, and I mean this sincerely, regardless of the fact that Ed McMahon, as you know, was my partner and best friend, is that every night on a channel, cable channel that we get here in the East Coast called Antenna TV, they run tonight shows of the 70s and all through the 80s and early 90s.
Yes, I've heard. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't get Antenna TV here.
I watch it every single night, seven nights a week. I'm into the repeats now. And I know that you work closely with Ed on Star Search. But tell us about this podcast that has so much to do with the Carson Show. Because as I mentioned to you, you know that Ed and I toured the country with the Tonight Show Memories.
Right.
So tell us about this podcast, because I think that's great.
Well, the podcast was started by a gentleman named Mark Malikoff. And Mark maintains the Carson podcast. He lives in Pennsylvania, I believe. And Mark called me a few months back and invited me on the Carson podcast. Usually runs 60 to 90 minutes. And what Mark does is he goes around the country and will interview people who worked on The Tonight Show with Mr. Carson and Ms. McMahon. And, basically on their memories, their years spent there, what they did, what kind of work environment it was, some comments maybe on the backstage, tattletail stuff, and a whole range of things that people would, be curious to know about with the Tonight Show. But, it's a really marvelous, you can just go on the internet, Carson Podcast, I think it's .net or .com. And you can listen to, there must be at least 50 to 75 interviews that Mark has done. And I did one in, it was, on the site. You can tap on and listen to it. But he's done Chevy Chase and he's done Jeff Stotzing, who you just spoke to, I guess, just recently.
Yep.
Who now runs the Carson Entertainment Group and who is actually Mr. Carson's nephew.
Right.
And a whole host of other, stars and, people who were associated with the show. So it really is a great place to go and listen if you're a Tonight Show Carson fan, to listen to the tales on the podcast, because they are quite fascinating.
Charlie, out of curiosity, did he ever interview Bushkin?
I don't think so, no. I think he tried, and I, for some reason it did not work out. I don't know all the details.
Best for the memory of Johnny that he didn't. That wasn't a very complimentary book he wrote, as you and I know.
No, it was not, not at all, no. He was invited to the Rancho Mirage Writers Festival, which has become a very prominent writers festival in California, and it's internationally known. He was invited, and then something happened with the festival after the book came out. I don't know all the details, but a lot of people were very unhappy with that book.
Yeah.
Many felt it was a lot of stuff that was just simply not true.
Yeah, and it was actually a compromise of trust, I too.
Exactly, you know, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
What are some of the things you remember that you can talk about here if that happened on the Tonight Show during your reign there, Charles?
Well, yeah, there are a few funny things, Ron, certainly that come back to mind that I remember quite vividly. Freddie DeCordova, you probably know who Freddie is.
Sure.
I'm sure. I don't know if all of your listeners do, but Freddie was the guy that would who ran the Tonight Show. He was the executive producer, and he was just maybe 12 feet from Mr. Carson, you know, beyond the camera, out of sight, and giving all kinds of signals during the show about interviewing and how guests were working out. But Freddie was a very funny guy, and we had a 12 noon production meeting every day the show was produced, and a lot of funny things went on. And Freddie would crack jokes, and he was getting along well into his 80s, and he had a hearing aid. He didn't hear that well. And so he would crack a joke, and then there was an assistant director who had a bizarre sense of humor with a whoopee cushion, and he'd start getting the whoopee cushion going. And, of course, people were laughing at the whoopee cushion.
Right.
And then Fred would say, well, what's so funny? The joke wasn't that good, you know. And, of course, everyone would be laughing all the more harder. But he was quite a character. And once Fred Astaire came to the show, and Fred Astaire, known for his very fancy suits that he wore with Ginger Rogers and all those dancing films out of the 30s, he was sitting in the dressing room, and he was there to plug his memoirs. And Fred would come out with the damnest things he'd say to people, and he had this very strange sense of humor. Fred Astaire was sitting there in his chair in the dressing room. Fred goes by, and he says, Mr. Astaire, he says, you're going to be up first with Mr. Carson. He said, oh, yes, right. He says, oh, by the way, I love that suit. It may come back.
Oh.
And I don't think Fred Astaire appreciated the remark too much. But then he realized that they knew each other, and he was ripping him, that they knew each other from way, way, way back, because Fred DeCordova was a joke writer for the Jack Benny radio show.
Right.
So they both laughed. They realized he was putting him on. It was a really funny moment, and we got a picture of it. There were things like that. A lot of things went on.
And we're going to hear about more of them when our guest Charlie Barrett returns. Charlie, a publicist out in Hollywood for many, many years. One of his major clients was Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, and we're talking about some of those good times with the golden age of late night. And there's more to come live with Ron Zedgy today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our guest has been nice enough to stay with us another segment. He's a friend of our program for many, many years, supplying a lot of the guests when we first got started. He started a public relations firm out in California, been in the show business arena for over 50 years. And we're talking about the golden age of late night with Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, where our guest worked as the public relations man for the show and for Johnny. Joining us right now again is our friend, Charlie Barrett. And Charlie, let's talk about books that have been written after people have either known or worked for Johnny, and put some things in it that weren't really that complimentary, compromising his trust and their friendship.
There were a lot of people who were constantly writing books about Johnny during his reign of the Tonight Show. One was Lawrence Lemer, who wrote a book, King of the Night. And there were some stuff in there that was just really off the wall, and it was very made up and not at all true. And Johnny was very upset over it, some of the stuff that he wrote. And I was getting calls from the press all the time if he had any statement to give on the book. And so I said, well, Johnny, I've got to get something from you to give to the press because I'm getting calls from the Page Six New York Post and this one and that one, Esquire, and USA Today, and so forth, and your remarks about the book. And he said, come on, and we'll drum up something to say. So I went over to his office, and he said, this is what I want to say. By the time I arrived, he'd already written about it. He said, we live in an age of tabloidism. I would give as much credence to this book as I would any tabloid story. And that was it. And so we put that out, and he was very good at actually doing his own, coming up with his own ideas to give to the press and what he wanted to say. Mm-hmm. I never had to ever coach him or give him any suggestions. He was always, spot on, extremely bright, and very, very interesting guy, to say the least. And, much missed, as you know, in late-night television.
I don't think there's any secret anymore to the fact that Johnny was great in front of 10 million people, but couldn't be in a cocktail party with 12. You know, that was just his being.
Yes, Ron, you're so right. He was just a guy that was uncomfortable in a social setting.
Yeah.
He did not, particularly if he didn't know people in a room. We put him into a room, he would be very, very uneasy and uncomfortable. But it just came with the territory. He was someone that lit up for the TV camera. And I think as a person, he was very shy. He was basically, very private and very bright, very smart, very well-read, and very funny. And I remember once we were walking out to get his picture taken for the 25th anniversary NBC special of The Tonight Show, and we were crossing his Studio One area into the main building. And he was coming up with some ideas for the monologue that evening, and I was surprised that he shared one with me before he ever uttered it on television, but it was funny. It was during the time of that Tammy and Jim Baker stuff that was going on.
He was great at that.
And he said to me, boy, what do you think of this for the monologue? And I was going to say, I think that Tammy's eyebrows should be declared a national forest.
He used it.
Yeah, he did.
I heard it. I was on a couple of weeks ago.
And I said, I think that, you know, I started laughing. We were going in to get his picture taken, and, you know, he was a jolly up mood, you know. But he could be very dark sometimes, so he could get very moody, and he was very critical of his performances, always.
Mm-hmm.
Very much a perfectionist, and very complicated man, but interesting guy, and always a gentleman, and, you know, a privilege to have been associated with, you know, for me, for all those years.
Oh, sure.
And we worked with Ed, too. Ed was a delightful guy, and I just really loved him so much. He was really special.
Yeah, he was a real down-to-earth guy.
As you know, because you guys became very good friends. Just a real delight to be associated with a show like that, as you can imagine.
Jeremy, you mentioned earlier the executive producer, Freddie DeCordova, who many years ago we had on the air. I mean, you probably set it up. Was there any truth to the rumor that after Johnny's unfortunate passing of his son, that he had a falling out with Freddie because of the time that he allotted him at the end of the show was cut?
Well, you know, it was one of those things that happened, unfortunately. It was a technical problem that arose that caused that situation. There was something. Freddie was on the floor, and the NBC guy was saying, okay, end of show, and I think Freddie, you know, he was not a young man. He was well into his 80s, and he spoke out loud. I think the mic picked it up, and Johnny heard it. He said, let's cut it. And it was just at the very, toward the end of the photo montage that they were showing of Johnny's son,
right,
a photographer who had just died, and it was like a memorial at the end of the show to him. So I always felt bad for Freddie because it turned out that it kind of hurt him, and he was, he was banished off the floor after that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, I did know that.
Not,
yeah.
Certainly not any news. Everyone knows that. They would know the Tonight Show. But it was just an unfortunate thing because they had worked together for so long, 20 years.
Yeah.
When the show came west,
Did he end up working in the truck, as somebody said?
The lead, he was upstairs in the office
on
and he watched the show from the monitor. But he did still have an audio hookup to the floor and Peter.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, you know, he just didn't want him on the floor anymore because I guess it was just getting on in years. And I think, you know, the end was coming anyway. The show was finishing. And
yeah, I remember that.
It was one of those things, unfortunately. But
Jerry, did you ever think about writing a book?
I have, and in fact, I've started one, but I'm a very slow writer.
Well, you know what? If you need a good publicist, let me know. It's never good to talk high about yourself, but somebody else can, you know.
I know. I have seen a lot.
Well,
as you can imagine, since I started in New York in 1967, right out of college, I have seen, these eyes have seen a lot, and heard a lot, so.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, this has been a treat. I could talk to you for hours on end. I think you've already figured that one out. And, you know, if you're ever down in our neck of the woods here in Orlando, please let me know. And the next time I get out to L.A., which will probably be early next year, I'm going to look you up so we can break bread together.
Please call.
Let's
get together. We'd love to see you.
We'd have a good time.
We can kick around tonight's show stories.
Even more. Jerry, thank you so much. Thanks for all that you've done for us on our show and for joining us today.
Always happy to. And my best to Claudia, your producer.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Our guest has been a very good friend of ours and a real mover and shaker. I love talking mover and shakers in this business, and Charlie is one of them. Charles Barrett, who has the Barrett Company in L.A., and he's worked with all the best, and he is the best. And stick around. Don't leave us. There's more to come nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Cases of COVID-19 in the United States have fallen to levels not seen since last summer. The seven-day average of daily new infections is now just around 25,000, the lowest point since mid-June of 2020. Deaths from the virus have also fallen to a seven-day average of 552, the lowest since last July. And the Biden administration announced Saturday that it would extend temporary protected status for the next 18 months for Haiti. The move will allow Haitians to remain in the United States and obtain a work permit. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed to security concerns, social unrest, human rights abuses, and a lack of basic resources as reasons for issuing the redesignation. Haiti was initially designated for TPS in 2010 following a massive earthquake on the island and was renewed every 18 months until President Trump decided to end the designation in 2019. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and I'm always delighted when he
comes here. We have a lot of stuff in common, and he is now going to be embarking on yet another venture for public broadcasting. Joining us right now is our friend, T.J. Levinsky. Hi, T.J., how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron, it's great to be here with you, and of course, love hearing the Supremes.
Can you bring it back for us? Being a disc jockey for many, many years, you know, we played a lot of songs, but of course, we always looked up to the guys like Murray the K. And he used to come out with albums with Murray the K's greatest hits, of a collage of things. You have taken a show that aired back in June 28th, 1965 on CBS, has not seen for almost 56 years, called It's What's Happening, Baby, that's going to be premiering on public broadcasting on Saturday. Tell us about it, TJ.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because I always grew up knowing about Alan Freed. I mean, in my house, Alan Freed was absolutely a god. And also how criminal it was and what happened to Alan, how he lost his job. Then, of course, I knew very well, working in the New York, New Jersey market, Cousin Brucey.
Right.
But I didn't know there was a gap between those guys. And the gap, of course, was the great Murray the K. Kaufman, just an incredible DJ who was a performer, who was stylized, who played his own music, not what the program director told him to do, and who really had the pulse of the kids at that time. I remember being a young kid, I got a bootleg of the concert, particularly because I love Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. They're my favorite group. I was able to get a clip of the Miracles, not realizing it was from a full show. And then, you know, I knew right then and there eventually I'd be able to find the show and do something with it. And that's how we come upon to where we are today.
It's funny you should mention that, because I've seen a million clips on different late night record offers of that show and never realized myself that it was part of a special that was done. Now, you are known for producing these things from scratch. I remember distinctly having a conversation with you about how you go back and listen and chart just about every song note for note, so that when you put on those PBS specials, and you have put on a ton of them, that everything is just the way the record sounds, which is the key to this whole thing. This was a little bit different. I'm assuming that it was not so labor-intensive because you had the whole show, but you did redigitize it in its entirety.
Well, okay, so here's your breaking story that no one else knows because no one else has asked that question. If it's a production I'm involved with, I always want it to sound as close to the recording as possible.
Right.
And when we got the Murray the K tapes, the video side of it took probably 2 or 3 years to reconvert, to get each segment to play, because it wasn't just one show at the Fox Theater. It was all these remote locations all around the country. The way they recorded it, each time they went to a new location, all the settings had to be reset, the different levels and the instruments that make the videotape play. But for me, there was a problem. The first problem, meaning that anytime they lip-synced anything, it was all mono, which is nice, but in today's world of high-definition television, I really wanted to go back and resync up those clips so that we had true stereo on all those records. That's where there's like a lip sync performance, almost like an early MTV style, the way Murray went out and recorded all these kids and young performers on the street. And then there was a live performance that was recorded at the Brooklyn Fox Theater. For those, what I wanted to do was really get the sound of the stereo record. So in cooperation with the record companies, what we did was we got the original backing tracks to most of the songs, which would be just the backing vocals and the backing instruments, say it's the Drifters, it would be the strings and the horns and the drums and some percussion and the backing Drifters. But we were able to get those minus the lead vocal, because most of the lead vocals in this Murray the K show were all live. And so we were able to mix that, add in some of one of my orchestras, which happens to be overseas, to fill in some of the gaps and to really make this a stereo recording with the actual live vocal, but the background now, instead of being something you hardly heard before, actually is a full orchestra sound.
Man, now you really whet my appetite to see this thing. That is outstanding. Well, I didn't think you'd let it slide by half done. Now, some of the acts that are here, the great Ray Charles, Dionne Warwick, the Righteous Brothers, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Johnny Rivers, the Miracles, Herman's Hermits, the Temptations, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. These are great performances. And tell us about the fact that this particular show, and I didn't know this, okay, TJ, was a show commissioned by the United States government's Office of Economic Opportunity. It was part of Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty, which encouraged the youth of America to go out and get summer jobs while out of school. Never knew that.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And, of course, they called him Murray the K as someone they thought would have a connection to the youth of America, because Murray at that time had his own radio show, and they knew he was a performer by the way he did the stage action. He would change outfits, he would sing as part of the band, and all that stuff. And so they went to Murray and said, let's make a TV show. I think in different parts of the country, not realizing that, you know, it was going to be mostly urban. He was trying to attract urban African-American kids, Latino kids, to go back into school. And so when it aired, there was a lot of problems because people in certain parts of the country, they didn't like what they saw.
Right.
And that's why it never aired again, primarily because it's very diverse. But if you grew up in an area like New York or Philadelphia, wherever else, New Jersey, where I'm from, you never really saw a color line anyway. So you see all these kids, black, white, Latino, all together singing and dancing and calling and responding with the different artists. And it's really a beautiful form of how music can surpass any of our differences.
And one of the highlights is the fact that this show, because you have stars today that work with Murray the K, like Little Anthony and Dionne Warwick, but you also had probably the last interview with Mary Wilson of the Supremes, and then she passed away about a week or so later. So this is a real memorial to the Supremes.
Yeah, and of course that puts an end on our hope that there would be a reunion
right.
one day. I'd always thought, because the main problem with the reunions in the past were fights over money, I had thought, you know, maybe after this show I can go to Diana Ross and some of the other folks involved with Cindy and say, look, we're public television. We have no money. So that problem, gone. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Let's
right.
get us all together. And that was kind of my plan. And Mary was so alive. She had hosted a bunch of shows for me. And she was talking about, oh, I'm going to do a new movie. And then I'm going to do a reality show. And then I got another book. And I mean, she was so alive. And then she was gone a couple of days later. It made you realize how precious life is. She had blood clots, I think, of what took her. But it was just so sad.
Yeah, and she was a grand lady. I have to congratulate you on millions of dollars that you have raised for PBS with shows like Get Down Tonight, The Disco Years, The 60s Experience, Doo-Wop Vocal Groups, Moments to Remember, Motown Memories, The British Beat, Country Pop Classics. I mean, you have really brought the music of our lives, the, as Dick Clark used to say, the blueprint of our lives, back to television. And you know what's nice about it, TJ, and you know this better than anybody, it never dies.
Yeah. It's amazing because, you know, when you see some of these performances, particularly the Temptations are singing their first hit on air, also written by Smokey Robinson, The Way You Do the Things You Do.
Right.
And you think these guys have, you know, they've got all the power in the world. They had Charlie Atkins as their choreographer. They could do anything. They were the, you know, I call them the tall, tantalizing, toe-tapping, terrific Temptations. And you sit and you talk to these guys, right? And they're like, yeah, but we were afraid of Little Anthony and the Imperials. We had to really step up our dancing because we thought they were going to blow us off stage. And then in the same show, I call him Tough Tony, Little Anthony says, we were scared of them. Those guys were scared of us. We were scared of them.
Yeah, great story.
And it's pretty amazing to see that camaraderie, competition, but camaraderie at the same time.
Well, as Murray the K used to say, it's a swinging soiree. Its premiere is coming up this Saturday, of course, on public broadcasting, and the time is going to be 7 p.m. Eastern and Central Time. However, as we all know, public television do a ton of encore telecasts, so check your local listings because it'll be playing several times over the years. And it's, of course, the brainchild of our guest and friend T.J. Lubinsky, and it is called It's What's Happening, Baby, and it's a star-studded show from a lot of great great artist over almost 56 years ago. TJ, I know your brother lives in town. Please, the next time you visit Orlando, let me know. You have my number. We can break bread together, come on over to the studio, and we can talk about good old rock and roll.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you.
Thanks, TJ. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Bye-bye.
He does a great job, and this public broadcasting venue that he has really taken over for great musical memories. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. We've had our next guest with us in the past, and she is very, very interesting to talk to. She's the Chief Innovation and Marketing Officer for Daily Pay, a company that helps businesses with on-demand pay solutions. She's a real expert in the helping of companies and employees adapt to the working environment that has changed, of course, over this pandemic. And she was also named the Chief Officer of the Year by the CMO Club, written several books, and launched 5 companies during her career, including working very closely with Mercer, Barnes & Noble, and JCPenney. Joining us right now is Jeannie Walden. Hi, Jeannie. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron. So happy to be back on the show. Got big news to share with you, too.
Things are changing very rapidly in the employment arena, so let's hear it.
Yeah. You know, we just, at Daily Pay, we just closed a $500 million investment round. We can invest it in helping America reopen and get everybody back to work. So it's perfect timing to be on your show because with this hiring boom coming up, companies are going to need support in getting people back to their workplace, and employees are going to have a field day in finding the most perfect future opportunity for them to work at. So this is perfect for everybody.
Now, Jeannie, I have a strange question. If we're going back to pre-pandemic days, and now we're going back to the employment levels that we had prior to this, this surge that is coming, is it the employees that were no longer working, or is this a new batch of employees?
It is both of those and existing employees, because 67% of existing employees are considering a job change. So we're looking at new workers coming into market, a lot of people graduating from college, a lot of people graduating from high school, getting into their first official jobs. We're looking at a tremendous number of people coming off unemployment benefits and really questioning what the best next step for them is, not just financially, but also as it relates to their work-life balance and their family life. But then you've got existing people who have hung through with their current employers because they were afraid if they left, they might not have a job at all, but they're not really happy, and they're looking for places where they feel there's a better cultural fit, that the companies are aligned to their needs, and it's really a big, big opportunity pool out there.
How does Daily Pay get involved and are so successful in this area of the search? Because obviously, you've come up with different avenues that can make this a lot easier on both the employer and the employee.
You know, we are helping in a couple ways. One of the things that we found during COVID were that once people lost their job and went on unemployment, started getting weekly checks, they got really used to having more control over their finances. So in recent studies that we've done, we're seeing that by offering daily pay when you're posting open roles, you can hire 53% faster because people are looking for a place where they can start working today and start getting paid tomorrow instead of that 2 to 3 week initial pay period wait that happens when you start a new job. So that's one way we're helping. Another way we're helping is with retention. You know, we're seeing that companies are reporting employees are about 78% happier when they have control over the money that they're earning and have access to it, so they're staying longer. And that increase in tenure can be up to 146 days longer than if they were just waiting for a traditional payday. So it really makes a difference in both attracting and retaining talent. And since it's free for employers on the back end, it's almost a no-brainer. The reason that employees love it is because it gives them control and flexibility to take care of their families better. They can decide, you know, if their child needs diapers or they want to enroll them early into a summer camp, they can have access to their money to do that, and they're not putting decisions in jeopardy. And at the end of the day, what COVID taught us is people really do care about their families now. I think, unfortunately, with all the negative impacts of COVID, people started to relook at the value of family life, which is great for everybody.
So you can actually get paid daily?
You earn it. You have access to the money that you've earned. After all, it's your money.
Right.
And, you know, at Daily Pay, we believe money should be in the right place at the right time.
Now, if it's not a job that is predicated on a daily rate, let's say, for example, a salesperson or even a project, company that has projects, if you finish the project, let's say it's a 10-day project, at the conclusion of that project, then they can get paid for that and not wait for the traditional payday?
Absolutely. It's based on the way that the payroll systems capture how you've earned your money. So if you're doing that $10,000 project and it's being captured that the project is 25% complete, I would imagine you could probably get 25% of that money.
And I'm assuming that this is where technology enters into it, because in all the years that I've been in business, that I had a lot of employees, it was very difficult sometimes to arrange a payroll that was timely for them. Of course, this was back in the Stone Age where we write checks with a rock. But the bottom line is the technology that you have now can do this with taking out the FICA and all of the other deductions automatically, even though you're not doing it on a basis that is a calendar, once every 2 weeks, so on and so forth?
You know, early on, the dinosaurs made it a little challenging, but with them gone, now the technology really makes it simple. We have many features in DailyPay's technology platform, including what we call a payroll anomaly detector. Which uses AI and leverages over a million data points to make sure that even if the payroll system had a glitch in it, a manager approved extra hours inadvertently, that it would catch that you're not really making $1 million today, that you really made $1,000 today, and stop that from running through the system and causing any payment corrections on the back end. So the technology that we've built integrates seamlessly with hundreds of payroll and time management systems and connects to 6,000 endpoints in the financial and banking systems so that there's no worry or concern. It's really seamless and effortless for the payroll teams. They don't have to change a thing about what they do, and the technology just runs it through.
If you were to name one industry that is going to be doing the most hiring, Jeannie, and I know that might be a tough question to answer, which one would you choose?
Right now, I would say quick service restaurants. Everybody is looking to go out to eat for a while. So whether you are McDonald's or whether you are Applebee's, you are looking for great staff. And I would say that outside of that, manufacturing, even construction, pharmaceuticals, and are all hiring because of the boom. Of course, like I would be remiss if I did not say that hospitality, hotels, and even healthcare are always looking for great people, first and foremost.
Apparently, radio and television broadcasting isn't among them, but that's okay. It's less competition. Where can we go for more information, Jeannie?
DailyPay.com and get all the information you need.
Jeannie, always nice talk with you, and please join us again.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
Jeannie Walden has been our guest. She is the Chief Innovation Marketing Officer at DailyPay with some great ideas for the hiring environment during the summer and fall months. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Damn it. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. rockstar.com. Go right now, oceansalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, oceansalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. Oceansalmon.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's oceansalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Before we wrap it up this week, want to welcome KRQN up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 107.1. That's KRQN, 107.1 FM in Cedar Rapids. Welcome to our family. We also want to thank Mickey Gilly for joining us. Jay Barbary's tribute, 50 years at NBC, reporting on the space launches. Charlie Barrett, who is the publicist for Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show. TJ Lubinsky from PBS and Jeannie Walden. Well, we'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And until then, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.